Toy guns are a popular gift this time of year, but what happens when toys look like the real thing? Reporting for Guns in America, Aditi Bonlamudi has this story.
Andy Simmons is a lieutenant in the Hillsborough Police Department in North Carolina. He ordered some airsoft guns for training exercises. They're replicas, modeled after real guns, except for the bright orange tip on the end of the barrel.
The reality really hit home when we actually received them, took them out of the box and looked at them, and we're like, wow, this is absolutely amazing how realistic they look.
After receiving the airsoft guns, Simmons wrote a Facebook post that has now been shared over 7,000 times. In it, he placed two pictures next to each other, one of a Glock 23 handgun and one of an airsoft replica. They're almost indistinguishable, and that's precisely his point. If a police officer can barely tell the difference, how will anyone else?
Don't let your kid get an airsoft gun on Christmas Day, and what do kids do on Christmas Day when they get a gift? They want to go outside and play with it. Well, they start running the neighborhood with a gun that looks real. That's just not practical safety.
And there's real evidence to back that fear. Researchers at Emory University asked children to distinguish a real gun from a toy gun. More than half of the kids couldn't tell the difference. And it didn't matter whether they were from a gun-owning family where they might be more familiar with firearm safety. That was news to Keisha Fraser-Doe, a physician at Emory and the lead researcher of that paper.
Are they going to be more likely to come across a real gun and then inappropriately handle it? Or are they more likely to be mistaken as someone who has a harmful weapon and it actually is not?
Fraser-Doe thinks back to Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old boy from Cleveland, Ohio, who was shot and killed by police officers while playing with an airsoft gun.
I, as a parent, actually had a discussion with my own child who wanted to buy a paintball gun just a few months ago. And to be very blunt, I am African-American. My son is African-American male. And I said, you know, I don't think this is a safe toy for you to play with. And I really feel like we should make a smarter choice.
Archangel Airsoft in Mebane, North Carolina, exclusively sells airsoft replica guns. Zach Chavez, the general manager of the store, says he sold those airsoft guns to the Hillsborough Police Department and feels their warning doesn't go far enough.
It's a good idea to call up your police department or local sheriff's office and say, hey, I'm just letting you know my youngins are playing with airsoft guns on my property. So if you get any calls, don't be alarmed. This is not the militia uprising. We are just kids playing G.I. Joe in the backyard.
Hillsborough isn't the only city thinking about potential problems with realistic-looking toy guns. Sioux City, Iowa banned people from carrying pellet and BB guns in public. In the state of New York, toy guns have to be brightly colored or have striping down the barrel.
Has a little light-up spinning ball on the inside of it, and kids love this.
Allison Summers is an assistant manager of Learning Express Toys in Durham, North Carolina. She's showing me a space blaster. As the name implies, it's not exactly going for realism.
They will walk around this store and act like they're space guys and just... You see how it just kind of lights and spinning action.
Summers has a 16-year-old son named Tizayan.
Well, I never was a fan of toy guns. I never bought him toy guns. Even though if cap guns have like the orange tip on it, it's still realistic looking to me.
She says she can't shake the feeling that buying this toy is a bad idea.
Especially as a child of color, he has to watch his back, I feel. Because even if like his, say he's like, oh, well, my friend has one and we're in the woods shooting. And I'm like, yeah, but what happens when somebody calls the cops on you?
Safety experts have one tip for parents this holiday season. Treat toy guns like they would treat the real thing. For Guns in America, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi.